Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, welcome to Lorehammer. My name is Eric.
Yo, 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 I'm your boy Mark.
Coming at you from Calgary, Alberta. What's up, guys? Pew, 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 pew.
Fuck. I don't like this.
No. But you might not like that, Mark, but you are going to like what I'm coming up for you.
You might not. Can we just be normal, maybe?
No, I'm not normal. Guys, we are doing this special. It's going to be a really quick episode. We just wanted it to hit all your phones so you would know about something that Lorehammer is looking at hosting in the future.
Yeah, we're going to get official Lorehammer tournament going.
Yeah, this ain't your grandma's GT because it's not a GT.
No. And by tournament, we're going to be very friendly.
Yes. What we want to do here is mainly give you some very basic bone ideas of how we are thinking this night is going to, or this day is going to pan out.
Yeah.
But it's mainly to tell you that all of the details are going to be in our next major release.
Yeah. Right now we're kind of in the process of, we just want to see how many people we can actually get. We're pretty sure we'll be able to fill out a tournament, but we want to get actual kind of,
yeah,
a feeler, we, a tender we
feeders
a, out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we need,
you know,
a little more information of how many can come up before we start. Before we actually solidify some plans.
Yeah.
So,
but this is what we do have.
Yes. So we're just going to go through a couple things. Who is going to be involved in this Lorehammer Hangout? Obviously, Lorehammer.
Yeah.
So Mark and myself, we're going to rope Jordan into coming, kicking and screaming.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the greats, like Peter said, he might even swing by.
Yes. We have even a couple of Lorehammer guests that will even play.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Me and Eric will not be playing in this. We're going to be...
Yes, there is a reason we're not playing, though. It's not because we know we would just crush you using our Lorehammer special...
Cheat dice.
Yes. No, it's because we actually want to hang out with you guys as much as possible.
Exactly.
And we can't do that if... You guys can't come and chat with us if we're trying to roll dice all goddamn day.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so we will be there. A lot of our guests... And the thing right now that you need to know is that the venue we're looking at is maxing out at 24 people.
So it's going to go quick, because even just in the Lorehammer group, we could probably get together 10 people.
Yeah.
So it's going to go quick.
Yeah. And we're not accepting like people to hold places right now.
No.
That's going to be after our next episode. Then we are going to start accepting people's
reservations. Yeah. And it will be first person to give us cash. That's
yeah.
who it is.
Yeah, because it is going to be paid.
Yeah.
Okay, what it is, though, it's just a fun day of Warhammer hanging out with us. We are going to plan missions for you guys. We are going to plan the games and how we think it's going to go out, and we'll set up tables and get everyone there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is show up and play Warhammer.
Yeah, and so we've talked about it briefly before, that we've been going to a tournament. And we're doing it at the same location. So we've played on these boards that we will be using, and they're all fully painted terrain, fat mats. Like, it's a nice setup there.
Yes. Yeah. This is not just plastic tables, but pop cans. Yeah,
I know
terrain.
People want to have a Lorehammer tournament in my garage.
Right.
But that's not what
I
it's going
to
be. People do, though. They think it's a great place. They hear it's talking about it, that they get let down. But yeah, like this
like
is like,
man,
this is like an actual official setup. Like,
yes,
nice boards, nice terrain, like
nice location.
Yeah. So
the date we are looking at is November 16th, guys. So if you are interested, you should block that off right now.
Yeah.
We're kind of timing it with like a reader's week. Well, at least in my school, that's like the end of reading week. So if you're in university, you know, you shouldn't have to skip classes. And if you're a working man, then take that vacation or sick day.
The 16th is on a Saturday,
yes,
too.
It is.
So like it should be fine.
Yeah.
If you can't take one Saturday off, I don't want to see you.
It depends on if people are willing to travel.
I need full commitment from everybody.
Oh, my God.
24/7.
And that's why it won't happen, Mark. yeah, so November 16th,
Saturday.
2019, it will be a full day. This isn't just like a morning or an afternoon. Like, we're playing Warhammer.
Yeah.
Warhammer takes time.
Now, these are not confirmed details, but basically what we're thinking is we're going to do 3 days, and we're probably going to do an escalation.
3 days.
Oh, sorry. Three games.
Yes.
Three games, escalation, and it will be a team event. You and one other person.
Yeah. If you don't have a partner, don't worry about it. We will match you with someone, and you'll get to make a new friend while you play Warhammer.
So that's kind of what we're loosely thinking right now, and probably that's what we're going to go with. But
Another thing, though, just in case you guys haven't picked up from previous episodes, we are located in Calgary.
Been there.
Alberta.
Been there.
Which is located in Canada.
Been there.
If you don't know where Canada is, North America.
Also been
which
there.
Which is on Earth.
I've been there. Yeah,
Earth is in the solar system, which is a
which
star.
Which solar system?
It's in the solar system.
The solar system.
Yeah. Is the sun is a star in the Milky Way galaxy, and then the galaxy is in the universe. So if you're in
it should
that,
be pretty accessible then.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
if you think of terms of scale.
Yeah. Everyone is in there.
Everyone's in there.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be too hard to get to.
No, not at all. And it's actually going to be located at a place called Imaginary Wars, which Mark was saying we've actually been doing a little bit of a tournament there recently. Yeah.
And you guys have gone there quite often to play just games.
Yeah, we just go pick up games there.
Yeah.
It's pretty centrally located for us. So, and the guy who owns it and like runs it, he's like super nice guy, really great.
Yeah.
So that's like the location we're looking
Calgary.
At. Yeah.
In case you got lost in the rambling.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not expecting you to fly in from Houston, but if you want,
that'd be sweet. Like,
that's
I
your
am
call.
Curious how many one people is going to come.
Less than one. That's my guess. And then I guess the biggest question is, why on earth would Lorehammer ever decide to do this?
Well, for me, it's all about being able to steal people's wallets when they put them down to play. I'm trying to cash in big.
What? That's weird. I thought you were going to go with the whole like, well, my mom told me I was special.
Oh, God.
So
and
I
people want to see me.
Yeah, so I am special. That's what I thought was about to happen.
No.
What we actually want to do is we want to be able to hang out with all the people that have supported us.
Yeah, yeah.
From the beginning.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't think we'd get popular.
No.
So, I've been really enjoying meeting people. It'd be awesome to meet people in person as opposed to just voice messages.
Are you saying you don't enjoy that?
I do, but it's different. Sometimes I get like from some people like 10 minutes of voice clips. It's like, what? I got time, but I don't got 10 minutes to just sit and listen to you. Like,
but you still do.
Think about it. Think about like if I still do. Yeah. Think about if I just talk to you uninterrupted right now for 10 seconds.
And 10 seconds.
10 minutes, I mean. Even 10 seconds is a goddamn nightmare.
Yes. I want to interject at some point. Right? Like you need the opportunity to have a conversation.
Exactly. So right? I'm excited for that, to meet a bunch of these people in person.
Yeah. That is what I'm also excited for is you know, being able to just take pictures with adoring fans.
Speaking of adoring fans.
And then the last thing we're going to share is that this will be a paid tournament.
Yeah.
You can't just hop on the party bus and show up with your army and expect to play.
No. This isn't a solid price, but we're thinking roughly around $30. We still got to talk
Canadian,
to
too. So if you're American, you're
what,
sitting...
$20?
Yeah, you're sitting good.
So it's not going to be bad, and most likely it's going to include a meal, and it's going to include, you know, being able to play three games, and
some prizes.
Some prizes, yeah. So
and it'll be very friendly. You know, you don't need to bring your trip tides.
Yeah. And if you do, we will put you against another nasty list, so just don't bring them.
Be
so
aware.
We don't have to do that.
Or do it.
Or do
I'm
it.
Not your mom.
Yeah, you do you. Speaking of moms.
But make sure, guys, that you really pay attention to our next released episode, which is Heretic Astartes, I think?
Yeah, Heretic Astartes.
Yeah, that's our
so
next one.
So we're
going
to try to have everything fleshed out by then.
Yeah, it should be coming out on the 7th of August.
Okay.
So pay attention for that. If you have any questions at that point, definitely feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah.
At that point, we'll start accepting reservations, and we'll start knocking off people that pay us and everything. So,
yeah. And like you said, first people pay, that's how you're getting in.
Yeah.
So.
And then even if you don't show up, we've got your money.
Yeah,
so
and at that point,
we're the real winners.
I'm retiring and fleeing the country either
way.
Well,
So. You know, max 24 people, $30.
I mean, that's
more than $100 that we could make.
It's more than I got right now. Right? Perfect.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.